Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami from the Madhya Lila Chapter 2, beginning with text 81. By personally tasting the mellows of love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught his direct disciples the process. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a wealthy capitalist possessing the touchstone of love of God, not considering whether one is a proper or improper recipient. He gives his treasure to anyone and everyone. Thus, he is the most munificent. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's capital is the touchstone of love of Godhead, and consequently, he is a great owner of that transcendental treasure. After making unlimited amounts of gold, the touchstone remains the same. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although distributing love of Godhead unlimitedly, still remained the supreme owner of this transcendental opulence. His devotees, who learned it from him, also had to distribute it munificently all over the world. This Krishna consciousness movement, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his confidential devotees, is also trying to distribute love of Godhead all over the world through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Om Agyan. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was a student of the six Goswamis: Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and Srila Jiva Goswami. And what he is revealing to the world through this most important literature, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, is exactly what he has heard from his predecessor acharyas. We know the famous verse by Srila Rupa Goswami, Namo Mahabharanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauradveshe Namaha. This verse by Kaviraj Goswami is speaking in the same subject. How and why Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent. Not only most munificent of all human beings who have appeared on this world giving charity, but even the most munificent of all the various incarnations of Godhead who have ever appeared or whoever will appear. Previously, when the Supreme Lord would appear in this world, he would fulfill his purposes of annihilating demons and giving pleasure to his devotees. But Lord Chaitanya specifically gives the chance to all demons to become devotees. He is described here as the most wealthy of all capitalists. We know that a capitalist is a person who is always trying to invest, reinvest, and make more and more capital so that he could make more and more capital, so that he could make more and more money, wealth. Lord Chaitanya is the original capitalist. His wealth or capital is love of God. And by distributing it, he has an unlimited supply to distribute. It is ever increasing. And Lord Chaitanya is willing to give this treasure to anyone and everyone. Narottam Das Thakur has prayed, Dinahina Yata Chilo Harinama Udarilo. What? Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai. By giving the holy name of Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is giving every living being in this human existence the opportunity to achieve pure love of God. And the example of this is Jagai and Madhai. Most wicked, sinful offenders in their previous births as Shishupal, Dantavakra, Kumbhakarna and Ravana, Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, the only way to stop their sinful activities was for the Lord to personally appear within this world to kill them. Otherwise, they were creating so much trouble to everyone. But Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they did not kill Jagai and Madhai, but they killed the demoniac propensities within them. They killed the root cause of all of their demoniac tendencies from the very core of their hearts. Essentially, everyone is part of Krishna. Everyone is a pure devotee of the Lord in his or her constitutional position. However, we act to various degrees of either pious or impious life according to our activities and the resultant reactions of those activities. And sometimes we find even the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, Jai and Vijay, when they come to this world due to material association, they engage in such terrible, abominable, demoniac activities. In this age of Kali Yuga, within everyone's mind, there is both devotee and demon. And some are much more ruled by that demoniac side, and some more by the devotee side. Even though we have taken to Krishna consciousness, still, sometimes you may find demoniac propensities within your mind. And we want to get rid of it somehow or other. Well, Jagai and Madhai, they had no inclination to get rid of their demoniac tendencies. To them, and to so many people in the world today, the more demoniac they become, the greater life is. Amongst people who are very demoniac, it's prestigious to be more demoniac than others. So Jagai and Madhai were the world champions of being demons. Nobody could compare to them. They had their regulative principles, as we do. Just as we chant minimum 16 rounds every day, they would drink minimum so much alcohol every day. They would burn minimum so many houses every day, rape so many women every day, kill so many people every day, eat so many cows every day. And they were very strict. And as far as their relationship with each other. At one moment they were best of friends, at the next moment they were punching and scratching and pulling each other's hair. And practically every word out of their mouth was an obscenity that could not be even heard by a pious person. So, if you put Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Kumbhakarna, Ravana, Shishupal, and Dantavakra all in two forms in one, you find Jagai and Madai. Terrible demons. Even they attacked Lord Nityananda Prabhu. But still, Lord Nityananda's compassion, Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the compassionate manifestation of Lord Chaitanya's own mercy. That let us not kill them, let us give them love of God. Let us induce them to chant the holy names. Then they will be perfect. So by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, all Jagai and Madai had to do is take a vow that they would never perform any cruel activities again. And they would chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And very soon, Jagai and Madhai became Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnana Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. They became so humble, like a blade of grass, tolerant like trees, ready to offer all respect to others and expect none in return. And in this sweet spirit of devotion, they were constantly chanting the holy names of the So this was Lord Chaitanya's mission in this world. Making love of God available to everyone. No consideration of qualifications or disqualifications through the chanting of Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada herein explains that this Krishna consciousness movement, following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his confidential devotees, is also trying to distribute love of Godhead all over the world through the chanting of Hare Krishna. We should understand how specially dear Srila Prabhupada is to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There may be many great saintly persons. There may be many advanced devotees of Lord Chaitanya. However, Srila Prabhupada's position is most unique. According to Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is the ultimate authority of Lord Chaitanya's life and teachings, whose wonderful work, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, is the essence of the works written by Swarup Damodar Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami. He is describing here that Lord Chaitanya came tasting the mellow of love of God. He taught this to his disciples, but he came to this world to taste it, especially to distribute it to everyone, without discrimination of who is fit or unfit. We could say, in the spiritual world, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also existing eternally in Krishna Loka. In his divine presence there, he is Krishna eternally tasting the nectar of the ecstasy of Radharani's love. But his descent into this world is especially munificent because he wants to give that love to everyone. through the chanting of Hare Krishna. Of everyone within the disciplic succession of Lord Chaitanya to the present day, there was one personality who imbibed the true spirit of love and mercy of Lord Chaitanya and all of the great confidential acharyas that followed him by fulfilling the very purpose of Lord Chaitanya's descent into this world. To distribute this great treasure to anyone and everyone. As Lord Chaitanya is most munificent, one who takes his mission as their life and soul is also most munificent on his behalf. So we should understand Srila Prabhupada's glorious service to Lord Chaitanya. And sometimes Vaishnavas discuss very confidential topics of Radha and Krishna's Brajalila. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, within his books, explains all various stages of bhakti, from the beginning preliminary stages up to the most confidential topics, as is in 10th Canto and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Srila Prabhupada especially presented this system of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy as taught by Rupa Goswami in such a way that everyone and anyone in a very honest and genuine manner can make real spiritual advancement and achieve pure love of God. However, Srila Prabhupada has pleased Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to such a supreme degree because he has manifested the munificence of Lord Chaitanya all over the world, which is the first time in all of our history. Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent incarnation, but Srila Prabhupada, as the carrier of that munificence, enlightened the entire planet, made it available to all, set the stage so that Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya's mercy can deliver anyone and everyone who will accept it throughout the world. And if not for Srila Prabhupada's great munificence, where would we be? Practically all of the various sectors of Lord Chaitanya's movement were dwindling until Srila Prabhupada came and just nourished the root by pleasing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to such a degree. And it is for this reason that the members of Srila Prabhupada's mission, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, should have complete unshakable faith that simply by assisting Srila Prabhupada in this work of delivering Lord Chaitanya's supreme munificence, of sharing Radharani's love with the world, will achieve the ultimate mercy of the Lord. There is nothing we can do to please Krishna more than wholesale giving our life to following Srila Prabhupada's wonderful teachings and assisting him in his munificent service to the all-munificent Lord. I would like to go on. No one, not even Lord Brahma, can ascertain or even taste a drop of this confidential ocean of ecstasy. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, has distributed this love of Godhead all over the world Thus, there cannot be any incarnation more munificent than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no greater donor. Who can describe his transcendental qualities? Such topics are not to be discussed freely, because if they are, no one will understand them. Such are the wonderful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unto one who is able to understand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shown mercy by giving him the association of the servant of his own servant. Purport. An ordinary person cannot understand the transcendental ecstasies in the mode of Srimati Radharani. Unfit persons who utilize them are perverted into the Sahaja, Baula, and other sampradayas. Thus the teachings are perverted. Even learned scholars in the academic field cannot understand the transcendental bliss and ecstasy exhibited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pure devotees. One must be fit to understand the purport of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are the topmost of jewels. They have been kept in the storehouse of Swarup Damodar Goswami, who has explained them to Raghunath Das Goswami, who has repeated them to me. Whatever little I have heard from Raghunath Das Goswami, I have described in this book, which is presented to all devotees. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were noted by his personal secretary, Swarup Damodar, and repeated to Raghunath Das Goswami, who memorized them. Whatever Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami heard is recorded in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. This is called the Parampara system. From Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Swarup Damodar to Raghunath Das Goswami to Kaviraj Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has distributed this information in his book Chaitanya Charitamrita. In other words, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is the essence of the instruction given to the Parampara system of the disciplic succession stemming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada is giving great emphasis to Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's explanation of his qualification for writing this great Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. That Swarup Damodar Goswami was the very treasure. He was, he was the storehouse of the treasure of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He explained it to Raghunath Das Goswami, who memorized it. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami submissively heard that message. And whatever he heard, he is simply repeating in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada gave great emphasis to this, even in his own life. Although Srila Prabhupada was such a purely advanced Mahabhagavad Vaishnava, absorbed in the highest levels of divine love of God, still not to bring our philosophy or culture down to simply a personal level of one man, he would explain, my only qualification is that I am simply repeating this message exactly as I have heard it from my spiritual master without adding or subtracting anything. One time someone asked Srila Prabhupada, are you perfect? Of course we have complete faith that Srila Prabhupada is perfect. But he did not want the whole system of Krishna consciousness to be seen as resting on himself. He wanted to give a very clear understanding of how to receive knowledge. In his humility and compassion, he explained, I may not be perfect, but because I am simply repeating what I have heard from my spiritual master, everything I speak is perfect. And if you hear it and follow it, you will become perfect. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami never claimed to be an advanced devotee. He only claimed to be an instrument of the previous acharyas repeating their words, as we will read in the verses to come. If one says that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit verses and therefore not understandable by a common man, I reply that what I have described are the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that for me to satisfy everyone is not possible. Purport. Srila Kaviraj Goswami and one who follows in the footsteps do not have to cater to the public. Their business is simply to satisfy the previous acharyas and describe the pastimes of the Lord. One who is able to understand can relish this exalted transcendental literature, which is actually not meant for ordinary persons like scholars and literary men. Generally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes recorded in the Chaitanya Charitamrita are studied in universities and scholastic circles from a literary and historical point of view. But actually, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is not a subject matter for research workers or literary scholars. It is simply meant for those devotees who have dedicated their lives to the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami herein describes how he has written in a way that will satisfy his spiritual master and the previous acharyas. He is not writing in a way simply so that everyone in the public will be happy with his writings. He did not write because he wanted to get a million-seller book on the best-selling list of the Times of India. There was no desire for prestige, therefore there was no compromise. As soon as you want to satisfy the mind and senses of the general masses, you must compromise. You must give them what they want. Just like in Hollywood. You have all heard of Hollywood? Of course, this is Bollywood. Bollywood is some sort of a reflection of Hollywood. I can't say perverted because it's probably less perverted than it's probably a slightly more pious reflection. So when they make a movie, they spend so much money and the idea is to appeal to the public. Therefore, there are certain principles that has to be within their movies. Even if it's a religious movie, there has to be some sort of love affair. There has to be some scene of passion. There has to be some violence and bloodshed. And they will take a regular story. One of my godbrothers, very wonderful artist, I spoke to his son recently. And have you heard of Disneyland? Disney Productions? He was one of the principal artists recently for the animations or the cartoons written for these full-length cartoon movies in Disney World, making a lot of money. And previous, he hardly knew how to draw. But by his association with Srila Prabhupada, he started drawing beautiful pictures of Krishna and Radharani and Lord Chaitanya, Srimad Bhagavatam. But then in the Grihastha ashram, somehow or other, he required funds and everything else, so he got a job in Disney Productions and became one of the executive artists. But then he decided that I want to make a full-length, two-hour animation or cartoon of Ramayana to the standard of Disney Productions, because he can do it. And he talked to the Disney people, and I believe they were willing, but he understood that in order to make it palatable to the public, they would have to put all kinds of scenes. What Ravana does with Sita would not be according to the Shastra. They would do all kinds of things. So I cannot do this. This would be an insult to my spiritual master. Therefore, he's looking for someone in India to sponsor him to do it. So in this way, we can understand that when people want to make something popular, they have to compromise and change according to the whims of the audience. But Srila Prabhupada would not change. Srila Prabhupada came to New York City in the Lower East Side. And he was preaching no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. The most unpopular thing anyone could say in America. If anyone were taking bets in America that he would start a worldwide movement preaching no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating, no one would bet on it. It's impossible. It's just what people don't want to hear. We told many times that one famous rock and roll musical band, they came to see Prabhupada, and all they do is sing about these four sinful activities. So the devotees were thinking, if Prabhupada just doesn't say that, they like to chant, they like to dance, they like prasad, but if they hear these four regulative principles, which is their basic life and soul, it's the basis of their whole livelihood, Prabhupada will chase them away just by saying those four things. So he was giving his talk, he was personally talking to them, and they were so excited, listening. And the devotees were so happy, because even the devotees would listen to these records of these people before they became Krishna conscious. And at the end of a wonderful talk, Srila Prabhupada explained, and if you want to make spiritual advancement, you have to give up illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. They walked up and they walked out immediately. They could not tolerate these things. And when Prabhupada was asked, why did you do that? He said, to please my spiritual master. He was only there. He only came to preach to please his spiritual master. Not to give some half truth, everything or nothing. That was Srila Prabhupada's mercy. If my Guru Maharaj is pleased, then that is the perfection of my mission. And he's pleased when I try to give the unadulterated, uncompromised truth to everyone and anyone. Whoever will accept is most fortunate. So So we should not be concerned with satisfying everyone, because you cannot satisfy everyone. Just try to satisfy Guru. Try to satisfy Srila Prabhupada, the Vaishnavas, by just living according to the simple, pure truths of devotional service. That will be the perfection of our lives. In this Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is no contradictory conclusion, nor is anyone else's opinion accepted. I have written this book to describe the simple substance as I have heard it from my superiors. If I become involved in someone's likes and dislikes, I cannot possibly write the simple truth. Srila Prabhupada describes that up until he came to the West, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita was only a topic discussed within universities amongst great scholars. And it is true, within European and American countries, there is divisions of Eastern religion, and Gaudiya Vaishnavism is most certainly a very important subject. Even before Srila Prabhupada came to the West, many of the main universities of America were studying Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And they were reading the writings of Rupa Goswami and studying very carefully Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. However, none of them had any devotion. They were all just living as anybody else was living in material society. They had no access to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, even though they were directly associating with him. Why is that? Kaviraj Goswami explains in the previous verse that when Lord Chaitanya gives his mercy to someone, he makes them the servant of the servant of his servant. Only by becoming the servant of the servant of the servant does Lord Chaitanya reveal the actual essence of what he came to this world to give. And Srila Prabhupada says, besides the scholars, there are so many sahajyas, different sampradayas of people who try to imitate the ecstasies of Lord Chaitanya and his confidential associates, taking spirituality very cheaply without considering the real process of Srila Rupa Goswami. Even they, because they have not become the humble servants of the real devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they miss the point of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. They cannot properly understand. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita was written for the devotees of the Lord and for the pleasure of the previous acharyas. Kaviraj Goswami takes no credit for himself. He gives all credit to his superiors. The tendency is, when we become expert at anything in our Krishna consciousness, we start to think, I am a superior. If you can speak better than someone else, you think, I am superior. If you cook better than someone else, I am superior. If you manage, I am better superior. This is the tendency of the material ego. We always want to be superior to as many people as possible. However, Vaishnav consciousness is just the opposite. Vaishnav consciousness is to always seek to be inferior to someone who is superior. We don't want to compete with Srila Prabhupada. We don't want to become Srila Prabhupada. nor do we want to compete or become a servant of Srila Prabhupada. We simply want to take a subordinate position to be the servant of the great souls who are serving Srila Prabhupada. That is Vaishnav consciousness. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami will not accept any credit for what he is doing. He is giving it all to his superiors. They deserve every bit of glorification for what I am doing. I am simply repeating the message I have heard from them. And that is why we worship Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami's lotus feet. That is why all the great acharyas that have come after him consider him such a supreme spiritual master for our whole sampradaya. Because of his humility and his respect for his superiors. This is culture. The Western culture, there's very little respect for superiors. On every level. Srila Prabhupada, even when Brahmananda and Garga Muni, two of his very early disciples at 26 Second Avenue, when they were getting initiated, they invited their mother to the initiation ceremony. And Srila Prabhupada he gave mother a very nice seat to sit on. And Prabhupada greeted her. And he told Brahmananda and Garga Muni to touch her feet and bow down to her. This is unheard of in the American country. I don't think anyone in the history of the United States of America has ever bowed down to their mother or father, what to speak of touching their feet. Simply unheard of. So when they did that, she didn't know what was happening. Prabhupada explained, in our culture, we honor our superiors. I want to teach them to honor their superiors. And this is how we do it, by humbling ourselves. So after that, Brahmananda, every time he would see his mother, he would bow down to her. And he's a big person, big. Strong man. Mother was just a little lady and he'd bow down. Once he went to visit his mother at her house and she answered the door and she looked around, she didn't see anybody. Who knocked on my door? She looked down and there was her son on the ground offering his dandavats. Very unusual. She was ashamed. What will the neighbors think? In India, if you do like this, you'll think, oh, let the whole world see how my child, but in America, what will the neighbors think? Get up fast. They don't know what is this bowing down. One time I was in an airport and two devotees were bowing down to each other, and one of the security guards, very concerned, he got down on the ground. He said, "Did you lose something? Can I help? Can I help you find it?" If one does not understand in the beginning, but continues to hear again and again, the wonderful effects of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes will bring love for Krishna. Gradually one will come to understand the loving affairs between Krishna and the gopis and other associates of Vrindavan. Everyone is advised to continue to hear over and over again in order to greatly benefit. the nature of transcendental sound vibration, when it is heard with the proper attitude from the proper sources in parampara, is that it gradually purifies our heart. Srimad Bhagavatam describes nasta praisha bhadreshu nityam bhagavati sevaya, that one should hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is non-different than the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is the postgraduate study, according to our acharyas. So we should hear regularly. It is like medicine. The more we hear, the more realizations and purification comes about in our consciousness. Sri Chaitanya is potent with all the mercy of Lord Chaitanya himself. When Srila Prabhupada was on Jaladuta, sailing across the ocean from Calcutta to New York City, there was terrible, terrible storms, high waves. He was suffering from seasickness and heart attacks. He wasn't even able to eat. And he was all alone. There was no proper doctors or anyone to help him. But he writes in his diary, while he was in this condition, he said, my only solace is the nectar of reading Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He was experiencing directly Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's unlimited mercy through the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So every day we have Srimad Bhagavatam class. Srila Prabhupada tells us, read my books every day. Sometimes we may think that I really don't understand what I am reading very well. And my heart is so hard, I cannot appreciate. But like the chanting of the holy names, the hearing of Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhagavad Gita, these great books, if we just continue to hear on a regular basis, the mercy of the Lord coming through the words of these books will purify our hearts. It is a lifetime process. We must go on hearing and go on chanting with this faith. It is recommended from the very beginning. It does not say you read once and you'll be liberated. You read again and again and again, and gradually purification takes place and liberation comes. We read in our books sometimes the end of a story of Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. At the end of a chapter it says, anyone who hears this narration will most certainly achieve pure unalloyed devotional service to Krishna and will become one of the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya. So we read it. And then we read that, and we think, what happened? How is it? According to this, Shukadeva Goswami says, if I read this story, I will have no material desires. But what's in my mind? According to this, I'll have love of God. The benediction is true, but you have to hear it again and again and again. If a doctor gives you good medicine, he will say, take this medicine and you'll be cured. But it doesn't mean the first tablet you take, you'll get cured. You have to keep taking the tablets again and again and again, and gradually, if you do it properly, Sri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. Then you become cured. In reply to those critics who say that Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of Sanskrit verses, it can be said that Srimad Bhagavatam is also full of Sanskrit verses. I have already given a synopsis of all the facts and figures of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's last pastimes, and I have a desire to describe them elaborately. If I remain longer and am fortunate enough to receive the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I shall try to describe them again more elaborately. I have now become too old and disturbed by invalidity. While I write, my hands tremble. I cannot remember anything, nor can I see or hear properly. Still, I write, and this is a great wonder. He is herein revealing how he is simply a helpless instrument, like a puppet in the hands of the previous acharyas. By all material standards, writing Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita is utterly impossible for him. He was in his 90s when he began this work. And he's explaining his condition. He says he's too old and disturbed by invalidity. You know how old people are so distracted and disturbed by the pains of their bodies? His hands are trembling. In those days, there was no dictaphones. There was no computers with all sorts of word processors. He didn't even have a secretary. He was writing every sloka with his own hands. How a person, and he's explaining, he cannot hear properly. He says, I cannot remember anything. Still I write. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, someday fortunate people from all over the world will learn the Bengali language just so that they can directly read Chaitanya Charitamrita. The entire work, a massive, voluminous work, it's all written in perfect poetry, with perfect rhyme and rhythm. It's beautiful, and so concise. And if we read the Adi Lila, it is so deeply philosophical, dealing with the subtle most points of Vedic Siddhanta, more than any other literature ever written. How is it a person who cannot remember anything, who has invalidity, who cannot even hear properly, whose hands are trembling, is writing such an illustrious literature? He explains that I am writing, this is a great wonder. In this chapter, I have to some extent described the essence of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya at the end. If I die in the meantime and cannot describe them in detail, at least the devotees will have this transcendental treasure. Kaviraj Goswami is not claiming to be a great mystic, that I will die whenever I decide to die, that everything will happen by my will. He was just a humble Vaishnava, completely depending on the mercy of the Lord. Some foolish people think that great spiritually advanced people, they die whenever they want to die. Srila Prabhupada tells the story of one yogi. He told his disciples, I will only die when I want to die. So they would gather around him. And once he went into samadhi, at least they thought it was samadhi. And they were thinking, Guru Maharaj is in samadhi. Because he'll only die when he wants to die, and he didn't tell us it was time to die. So he's in maha, he's in a very great state of samadhi. And they were all waiting eagerly for him to come out of his samadhi to share with them what he has seen in this divine vision. So they waited day after day after day after day. And finally, his body, because he was dead and he was decomposing, it smelled so bad that they realized, he's dead! They were looking at his dead corpse thinking he was in some samadhi. A real devotee is not one necessarily who tries to control the elements of material nature. A real transcendentalist is one who, with all humility, is simply depending on the mercy of the Lord. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, so humble, he's saying, I could die at any moment. If I die, at least you should get a summary of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. And if by his inconceivable potency, this old and dying body can live long enough to complete this literature, that is his kindness. In this chapter, I have briefly described the Antya Leela. Whatever I have not described, I will describe extensively in the future. If by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, I live for so many days that I can fulfill my desires, I will give full consideration to these pastimes. This particular verse is very sweet and beautiful. Everyone listen very carefully. By hearing this verse nicely, again and again and again, you will be awarded the benediction of purely chanting the Hare Krishna Mantra.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
I worship herewith the lotus feet of all kinds of devotees, both advanced and neophyte. I request all of them to be satisfied with me. I am faultless because I have written herein whatever I have understood from Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rupa and Raghunath Das Goswami. I have neither added nor subtracted from their version. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there are three kinds of devotees. The world is celebrating this verse. According to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, there are three kinds of devotees known as bhajan vigya, experts in devotional service, bhajan shila, devotees engaged in devotional service, and Krishna nami dikshita Krishna nam kori, initiated devotees engaged in chanting. the author of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita begs the mercy of all these devotees, the devotees who are very expert in arguing, though they have no sense of advanced devotional service, who think themselves very advanced because they imitate some smart Brahmas. Let such devotees not be displeased with me, thinking that I have committed errors in this regard. I beg their pardon with great humility, but I am submitting that I personally have no desire to add or subtract anything. I have only written what I have heard in the disciplic succession because I am dedicated to the lotus feet of previous acharyas like Swarup Damodar, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Rupa Goswami. I have only written what I have learned from them. Translation again. I worship herewith the lotus feet of all kinds of devotees, both advanced and neophyte. I request all of them to be satisfied with me. I am faultless because I have written herein whatever I have understood from Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. I have neither added nor subtracted from their version. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is not only offering respect to all devotees, but is worshiping all devotees, both the advanced and the neophytes. This is the quality of one who has truly understood the mercy and the spirit of devotion of Lord Chaitanya. Trinadapi sunichena, to be humble like a blade of grass, is being illustrated here in a very practical way. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, from every point of view, is so senior to everyone. He's senior in age, he's senior in knowledge and philosophy, he's senior in realization, purity, he's senior due to his ecstatic knowledge and realization of the topmost love of God. But yet, he is honoring, respecting, and worshiping every devotee of the Lord. He is honoring and worshiping even the neophyte. Material consciousness, if someone is lower than us, we want to be respected. In real Vaishnava understanding, the most worshipable person is the person who is most eager to worship. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would sometimes say during his Vyas Puja that what kind of brute am I sitting on this high seat hearing all these words of praise. But then he revealed the inner confidential thoughts of his own heart. Because I'm your servant, I'm doing this just for your spiritual advancement. He was doing this as a humble servant to his disciples. It was his way of worshiping them. Srila Prabhupada, he explained, I see all my devotees as the representatives of my Guru Maharaj. Therefore, his mood was to worship them. How to worship them? Sometimes it means to train them. Sometimes it means to chastise them. But Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is seeking the dust of the feet of every Vaishnava. That should be our aspiration, to follow in his footsteps. According to the parampara system, I wish to take the dust from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. I wish to take the dust of their lotus feet upon my head. In this way, I wish to be blessed with their mercy. Receiving the orders of the above authorities and the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, especially from Haridas, the priest of Govindaji, I, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, have tried to describe one small particle of one drop of one wave of the ocean of the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada ki jai! Thank you very much. It's becoming late, so I should let you go. But we are these wonderful devotional sentiments which embody the real treasure of humility and knowledge. We should study. We should try to imbibe this spirit in our own life. This will make our lives beautiful in the eyes of Krishna, beautiful in the eyes of the spiritual master and the Vaishnavas. A devotee does not strive for the adoration or wealth of this world. A devotee strives to develop these qualities. The quality to honor superiors, to worship all devotees, whatever their position may be, if they are following nicely Krishna conscious principles. To give all credit to those whose mercy is making my spiritual life possible. To feel oneself completely helpless and dependent on the Lord's kindness upon us. In this spirit of a truly humble servant of the servant of the servant, can we experience the love of Krishna when we chant his holy name? My humble request to all the assembled worshipable devotees is, keep this ideal foremost in your life. Do not let Maya cheat you by convincing you that anything else is important. It is only this ideal that can bring us beyond the ocean of material existence that we should treasure. Mahajano yena gata sapanta. To follow in the footsteps of these great devotees who have expressed their own inner sentiments and realizations. We do not have them. We are millions and millions of miles away from this state of consciousness. However, if we place this Vaishnav mentality on the altar of our heart, worship that, strive for that, to be a humble servant of the servant of the servant, and Krishna will give us that. If we want something else, Maya will give us something else. So yes, we have so many necessities we have to deal with in this world of dualities. We may have our particular service, we may have family, we may have occupation, we may have health problems. We deal with these things, but we shouldn't take any of it too serious. What we should really take serious is developing these qualities. And of course, by being responsible in our activities and in our occupational relationships in this world, in a Krishna-conscious way, we can strive to do that. Srila Prabhupada would not tolerate someone being negligent of their duties. We must perform our duties with great awareness and care. However, what is the purpose and goal of our duties? This. Trinarapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana amani namanadena kirtaniya sadadi. The goal of our duties, the goal of our life, the goal of our sadhana is to come to a state where we honor our superiors and worship all Vaishnavas. Because then we can get the supreme mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the empowered to be an instrument of his munificence in this world. Srila Prabhupada was embodiment of this principle, and he has given us all the chance to also strive in our life for this great treasure. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.